Well, I think we should start the next part of the show, the second half hour here. And if you just joined us, by the way, you are listening to Fascinating Rhythm on a beautiful Sunday morning in Winnipeg for the fourth of the month. It's my first of four annual Christmas shows. I've been sent some new Christmas CDs that you're going to enjoy. And I'm playing some of my old favorites, and then I'm going to try to squeeze in a few new releases on top of that. And by the way, the last show of the year, which is around the 28th or so, I should be reviewing. I usually do it in the first show in January, but I think I'll probably start it in late December and be reviewing some of the fine albums that came our way, the best of 2022. And then the first show in January, I will probably continue that, but with a focus on the musicians who passed away during the year. And there were a few, from Pat Martino to Joey DeFrancisco. Just too many to think about, really. Well, here's one of my all-time favorite Christmas CDs. It's a solo endeavor by a wonderful guitar player who you don't hear much about anymore. He's the husband of Patty Cathcart, and they were known as Tuck and Patty, and of course we're talking about Tuck Andrus. And his album that came out in 1991 was called Hymns, Carols, and Songs About Snow.
Thank you.
What a great version to her of Merry Christmas, Baby. That's a song I believe that Charles Brown, the famous blues player, singer, and piano player, wrote many years ago. This is a reissued Prestige recording from 1964. And what's significant about it is two people that had something to do with it are now passed away as of 2022. We're talking about the guitar player Pat Martino, who is there with Don Patterson, the leader on organ. Billy James was the drummer. It's just a trio setting, but could barely hear him. And it was produced, overseen by Rudy Van Gelder, whose studio they used, of course, and one of the greatest producers, studio owners of all time, passed away this year. It was a major loss. But that studio, I believe, is still being in use. It's apparently magical in there. I wish I could visit it one day. Don Patterson, and the album is called Holiday Soul. Before that, you heard Tuck Andrus with Winter Wonderland. Well, would Christmas show would be complete without Mel Torme's Christmas Songs recording that came out on the Telarc label back in 1992. And he invited the Cincinnati Sinfonietta to join him with Keith Lockhart conducting, and his good friend John Colliani was there with his trio. John, of course, the piano player, John Latham on bass, and Donny Osborne on drums. And I think you'll recognize this song by Leroy Anderson.
Hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy, comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Poppity pop, there's a happy feeling nothing in this world can buy as they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Career and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo, ba-da-da-da-doo.
here's a good example of something to think about. This recording by George Shearing and his quintet was recorded back in 1998 in New York City. However, three of the five people in the quintet are Canadians, including Reggie Schweiger on guitar, Don Thompson was on vibraphone, and Neil Swainson was on bass. Only Shearing and his drummer, Dennis Mackerel, were non-Canadians, but it was done in New York. Now, I see the producer's name somewhere, but I don't know if he's Canadian. And what I'm getting at, folks, is would you consider this Canadian content? Let's see now. The recording producer was John Snyder, and the engineer was Jack Renner. I've heard those names in the past somewhere along the way, but, you know, I think I'm going to consider it an import, and it won't go down as one of my Canadian content recordings. But, of course, even though many years later, Shearing still is maintaining his signature sound, that perfect sync of piano, guitar, and vibraphone. Isn't it great? The album's called Christmas with the George Shearing Quintet. And of course, that's the song that they played wouldn't classify as a Canadian tune, would it? That the song Ding Dong Merrily on High, I believe, is from the 16th century France. So there we have it. And before that, you heard Sleigh Ride with Mel Torme, John Colliani, and the Cincinnati Sinfonetta. Well, I think we should get Count Basie involved about now, don't you? I'll be right back with that. All right, Mr. Basie's here. Of course, this is the alumni group. Count has been dead for many years. This goes back to 2015. And on this very fine recording called A Very Swinging Basie Christmas, directed by Scotty Barnhart, they invited such luminaries as Ellis Marsalis and Ladisi, Carmen Bradford, very fine singer, and Plas Johnson, not to mention the man you're about to hear. Now, let's see if you can guess who this might be. He's not known as a jazz singer, but he made two or three of the finest Christmas albums of all time, and I really like to play one, even though they're not really jazz, but they're beautiful. Great voice. I always thought he was the Dionne Warwick of male singers or something. There's a similarity there, a subtle one, that I've always found. But here he is, and I think he's still very much alive, although I don't think he's singing anymore. And I know he did make a tribute album to Duke Ellington, so you can tell he definitely has a love for jazz, but I guess he thought he was better off, more comfortable in the pop world. Here he is with the Count Basie Orchestra.
Holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground, and when old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and little boy, and he's such a great big bundle of joy. He'll be coming down. He's got a big fat pack on his back and lots of goodies for you and for me. So give a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's
holiday season. With a whoop-dee-doo and hickory dock, and don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney A big backpack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you before me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. 'Cause it's the holiday season, with a boop-dee-doo and a dickory dock, and you can't forget the part with the sock. Just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down. Oh, he's coming. Coming down the chimney down. That's who that is, and he's a coming. Cause it's the holiday season.
Burning with love, my
If you just joined us, you're listening to another edition of Fascinating Rhythm. My name is Ray Alexander, and today the first of four shows on with Christmas jazz. I'm calling him Jack, Rudy, and Santa in Jazzland. I'll let you figure out the rest. And you just heard Susie Arioli with her good friend Jordan Officer on guitar, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, a song by Irving Berlin. I'm not sure he necessarily had Christmas season in mind when he wrote the song, but people seem to have adopted it, just like they have songs like Count Your Blessings, Nature Boy, and A Child Is Born, all songs that could have been probably were written at other times of the year, but they all seem to fit. And there's many others as well. And that album, Christmas Dreaming, is from 2010. And before that, you heard the Count Basie Orchestra with a real swinging version of It's the Holiday Season, featuring, that's right, Johnny Mathis on vocals. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Just before we move on with Benny Carter and his orchestra from 1958, song that's appropriate called December Roses. And I'm just trying to see who wrote that song, and it was Herb Magnuson, the man who wrote Gone with the Wind. I just want to tell you about a couple of things happening in Winnipeg in the jazz world. Next Saturday, that's the 10th of December, at the Silver Heights Restaurant from 2 to 5, will be Neil Cade, C-A-D-E. I don't know him, but apparently he's a fine saxophone player, and he'll be joined by pianist Dave Hildebrand, bassist Steve Hamilton, and drummer Robbie Seawick. That's on the 16th of December at the Silver Heights Restaurant as well. The CCM, the CCFM, that is the Centre Culturel Franco-Manitoba on Provence and Desmirons, will be featuring a Brazilian singer by the name of Gaylian. She'll be there on December the 13th. That's a Tuesday evening. I think she's there from about 8 to 10, but you can call them and find out. Two other things to tell you about. The Asper series is ongoing. Mary Stallings apparently put on a great concert with her quartet recently, and the next one won't be on till March the 25th and 26th with the Joe Locke Quartet. He's one of the world's finest vibraphone players, and he's invited Kenny Washington to come and sing with the group. That's at the Rady Theater at 123 Doncaster. And I imagine there's still tickets available, but you can go online and call them at www.izzyasperjazz.com. I'm just looking for a phone number, but I don't think I see one until now. You could try calling their box office at 204-477-7534. And finally, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra has many concerts this year, seems like more than ever. And on December the 8th and 15th at the Weston Culture Center, they're featuring at 7:30 p.m. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I imagine they'll be playing some of their favorite Christmas recordings. That's the West End Cultural Center. And you can check them out online as well. Or you can call them at 204-421-9398. As well, on February the 11th, they're having their annual Swing Cabaret fundraiser, and they'll be featuring some of the great bands of past years, from Tommy Dorsey to Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, etc. And I think that they invite people at that one to dance, but it doesn't say in their brochure where it's being held. I'll have to find out about that and let you know, but just call that number and I'm sure they'll tell you. All right, let's get back to music. Here is Benny Carter to start off this month of seasonal music. and his performance from 1958 with his orchestra on a song called Roses in December.
Fantasizing, you'll stomp and say,
heavens, it's cold.
And then we'll romp and play 7 years old again. Cause it's December, baby. Do you remember the way we would freeze and I'd grin like a fool?
You're
when the season turns into the Yule.
You're into the Yule.
Humming above your head. Let's kiss and go summon the man in red.
All sound today is laughter.
I found my ever after. Yeah, I'm just the folliest fool.
No, melancholy, it's time for the jolliest jewel. Pardon me, mister, but you're assuming
a seat for you here on Santa's gentle lap. Baby, come meet your endearing sentimental sap.
Pretend that I'm a skater.
And when it's getting later,
we'll pile in a sled and we'll take a ride through miles of incredible countryside. With crazy as our compass, we'll raise ourselves a rumpus.
I'll bet you'll have
fun with.
I run with a fool who's perpetually young when it's you.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. That is my favorite tenor saxophone player in the whole wide world. He, I believe, was originally from Boston, and he moved to London, and he's still got that warm, beautiful sound. I haven't heard a sound like that since the days of Stan Getz and Ben Webster. That is on tenor sax. And there is another man living in New York that reminds me a bit of Scott. He's also very good. His name is Harry Allen. I've played him a few times on my show in the past. Check him out, too, if you like that sound. He, in fact, Harry Allen made a terrific album, and I played a piece from it when I did my tribute, my annual tribute, that is, to New York City around September the 11th. And he did a song, or did an album, songs about New York. I just can't remember the exact title, but check him out, Harry Allen. And he's on other people recordings, too. And that particular album that you just heard came out in 1997. It's called The Christmas Love Song, or Scott Hamilton with Strings. And that song was written by Johnny Mandel, who died about 3 years ago, one of the great jazz and film composers of all time. Well, he was a man I definitely wanted to interview, but he wasn't well in his last couple of years and just couldn't connect with him, but he wrote so many great songs. And there are words to that song, apparently, by Marilyn and Alan Bergman. And Marilyn died this year, by the way, 2022. But I don't think I've ever heard anybody sing it, quite frankly. And before that, we heard a song from one of my three favorite Christmas recordings that came out last year by the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet, headed by Jenny Carr Goldberg, and she wrote the song that you heard, Fool for Yule, and that's the title of the album. It came out late last year, and we start that set with Benny Carter from 1958 and his orchestra, and Roses in December. Well, we're approaching the last half hour of today's show. It's the first of four in my annual look at seasonal music. Hope you're enjoying it thus far. And I'll be right back with Amber Weeks, who also brought out a great album late last year called The Gathering.
Filled his sleigh with things. things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Dance, dance, dance by the fire. Keep the golden songs alive with an old church choir. And you can hang your lights on me. Love, love, love under frosty skies. Arm in the snow. There's a twinkle in your eye, 'cause when you know, you know. And you can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
You can hang your lights on me. Put yourself at the top of my tree. And you can hang your lights on me. Bring, bring, bring down a gleaming crown. Raise a toast to one and all. Shut the curtains and the door. I want your loving, not your war. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me.
You
could. can hang your lights on me.
Pretty exciting stuff, wouldn't you think? You know, that was probably the most surprising recording I've found in the last decade. You know, I was looking for some new Christmas jazz music, as I recall. I believe it was at McNally Robinson Booksellers last year. And they had, you know, this section with all kinds of CDs from Dolly Parton to the Backstreet Boys, etc. And I was just about through it, and I thought, oh, nothing new for jazz. And lo and behold, I see Jamie Cullum, one of the great younger jazz singers of today, who lives in London. And by the way, this recording, The Piano Man at Christmas, was recorded at Abbey Roads in London. But you know what? It doesn't have a date. I'm presuming it was from last year, because that's when I found it. But I don't know. To this day, these Blue Note and some of these labels still get away without dates. I can't see it unless it's actually on the CD, which I'll find out in a second if you don't mind this little noise coming out. Excuse me for that. But now I'm looking at the CD and wow, the where it might be is so small you need a magnifying glass to read it, but let's just say it did come out last year. I'm quite certain of it. And that song was called Hang Your Lights. And guess what? There's 10 brand new songs about Christmas, and he wrote them all. It's totally amazing. And like I said, it's probably the best find I've discovered in recent years. Jamie Cullum, The Piano Man of Christmas. See if you can find it. It was the only copy there. I haven't seen it since. I don't know how it got to Winnipeg from London, but I'm happy about that, and I hope that you people are the richer for it. And I will be playing more from that before the end of the month, before the end of the year. And before that, we heard Amber Weeks from her album, The Gathering, that came out actually 2 years ago, and the Christmas Waltz that Sammy Kahn wrote many years ago, Amber Weeks. And we'll be right back with Dave Brubeck. Remember that man? One of the great jazz composers of all time, and he made a couple of Christmas recordings over time. We're going to hear a selection from one of them.
Thank you.
And that was Dave Brubeck with Away in a Manger and part of Winter Wonderland. I just walked away from my recording unit and I accidentally allowed the second song to come on, and I didn't want to, but because you heard that song earlier by Tuck Andrus right at the beginning of the, I think, the second half hour. Anyways, that's from an album that Dave Brubeck brought out called Christmas, and it came out way back, I believe, in the late 90s. Yes, 1996. Hope you enjoyed his take on Away in a Manger. Very poignant.
I can't forget the time we spent Christmas in Kyoto at that small hotel overlooking the pagoda with a thousand statues standing at attention and not one the same, like in one of those films by what's his name, Akira Kurosawa. Could forget the time we spent Christmas in Kyoto, ornaments so fine in the silk of your kimono, though we had no tree. I feel certain you remember how your touch sublime and your holiday spirit lit up mine. That Christmas in Kyoto, that Christmas in Kyoto, that perfect Christmas in Kyoto with you. Celebrating Christmas in Kyoto, all in telephoto, only you and me. Has convinced me it is worth believing in giving and receiving unreservedly. Last but sure not least, the hotel provided sake and our Christmas feast. Kapamaki with wasabi through the window we noticed snowflakes started falling. They were right on cue, cinematically falling for me and you. That Christmas in Kyoto. That Christmas in Kyoto. That perfect Christmas in Kyoto with you. That Christmas in Kyoto. That Christmas in Kyoto. That perfect Christmas in Kyoto with you. Christmas in Kyoto.
That
Christmas in Kyoto.
All up and down the chimney.
That perfect Christmas in Kyoto with you. It's highly unlikely I'll see that again.
Christmas in Kyoto.
You just heard Christmas in Kyoto by Michael Franks. That album came out several years ago. I think it was around 2003. And the album's called Watching the Snow. It was a limited edition. I think there was only something like 100 made in Japan. And I somehow managed to get a copy. I jumped on it when I saw. I've always loved his music. He's very different. He wrote probably the best tribute song ever for Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's called Antonio's Song. You should check that out. And of course, he wrote a song that many people recorded, Popsicle Toes. And that was Christmas in Kyoto once again. And before that, We Three Kings of Orient Are by Joe Negri. That's N-E-G-R-I with his good friend Marty Ashby from an album called Guitars for Christmas. And we started that set with Dave Brubeck from 1996 and Away in a Manger. And I'll be right back with more seasonal music. We've got about 10 minutes left here on our first show for the season. And then I hope you're digging it. And don't forget to, in fact, I think I'm going to say goodbye right now and encourage you to stay tuned for Amanda Stefaniak and Mondo Hollywood. Always a very good show. Always interesting, the things that she probes in the movie and music world. So watch out for that for 1 hour, 12 to 1. And I hope you have a beautiful Sunday ahead of you, and thanks for joining me. As always, you've been listening to CJUM 101.5, and my name has been, and hopefully always will be, Ray Alexander. Ray Alexander with Fascinating Rhythm. Take care. But I must tell you that we're going to end our show today with the Bob Watts Trio. He's probably the first entertainer that McNally Robinson ever hired to perform. And he brought out at least two, maybe three Christmas albums with a jazz motif. And this one came out in 2009. It's called Jazz for Christmas. And I'm going to leave you with I Wander As I Wander. Johnson on piano, Moose Jackson on bass, and Bobby Watts on drums.